out, and away we go here at Spa. Hamilton gets away well, Perez as well. Valtteri Bottas has got his teammate right alongside him already. But we have a safety car now deployed.
Evening, good morning, good day, guys. Welcome to Gears Open. So today we're doing something very different. It's a collaboration, actually, but I don't think she's ready to share her podcast yet, but we'll share it on the we'll give her a link. Langa's not here today. It's just going to be me and a special friend, and not the special friend you guys are thinking about, the one who introduced me to the sport. No, not him. I didn't even have to say it to him. But anyway, hi, Tato, how are you? I'm so excited.
I'm doing good. Well, I don't know if I'm doing good after that quali, but I'm doing as best as can be expected. I'm so excited to be on here. Thank you for inviting me. I don't know what I can add, but it's just going to be my opinions. I've got a lot of them. But yeah, I also have a little podcast thing on the side. It's not serious. It's not serious at all. But yeah, I'm so excited to be here. So excited.
You know, I invited you because I feel like you and I share the same thoughts on a lot of things, and we can slander someone without having to be objective, because Lana's going to be like, oh my God, but Red Bull did good. And I wouldn't have to admit that Red Bull did. Like, I'd have to admit that it did good, even when I don't want to.
But the thing is, I'm trying to be better. I'm just like, Tato, you have to be a bit kinder. Like, I have so much to say about today, and I was tweeting so much, and I was like, Tato, you have to pull it back. You have to pull it back. You're gonna get deactivated. You have to calm down.
There's no way I can personally ever be kind. I tried to be kind last year, but I really can't. The kinder you become, the worse your team gets. So it's better just be a hater and just accept that this is where you guys are and there's nothing they can do. So, guys, what we're going to do is this is literally straight after qualifying. I am qualifying. So we're just basically going to talk about what we saw today. Like, we have to share all of our thoughts. Like, what happened today was a disaster. It was distasteful. It was terrorism.
No, Mercedes, but it's the norm. It's the norm.
Is it?
I feel like I'm used to it now. Like, nothing can shock me in the sport. Nothing.
I can never get used to anything, especially what Mercedes keep doing. So today, the sprint qualifying yesterday, I don't remember the format because after Q2, I was watching, but I think the team was watching
out.
Me.
I clocked out.
Yeah. So, and then as I was watching the sprint, I saw that Ricardo was like P4. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What happened?
He actually did a good job.
Oh, was it a good job or was it lag?
It's the new chassis. Okay,
what happened to it during qualifying then?
No, you know, he was having technical difficulties. It happens. It happens to the best of us. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, let's just talk about Ricardo for a little bit. I have to do a disclaimer, right? Like, Daniel Ricciardo has a soft spot in my heart personally. I was like a DR fan hardcore. And then obviously now I'm seeing true colors, and I'm like, okay. But I'm not gonna lie, when I saw him P4 in qualifying, sprint qualifying, whatever, I was like, okay, I kind of see it. And then obviously
you also think he was back.
No, I didn't think he was back at all. I'm not delusional. I know how the sport goes.
Oh my God.
I was like, good whilst it lasts. I was happy for everybody else that was celebrating, thinking that he's back, but I knew. I was like, no ways. You don't just turn around so quickly. You don't.
I don't have any good things to say about Ricardo. I clocked him from day one. First year of me watching the sport a couple of years ago, I looked at him and I'm like, he smiles a lot. There's no normal person that smiles a lot like that. There's nothing funny in
no
the world.
No. Why is a smile a crime? Is this because does it show that
nothing
he's upset?
Is funny?
No, I don't
nothing
think it's
funny.
Oh, you're saying
it's never that funny.
No, shame. Some people just have a smiley disposition. Like, some people are just smiley.
Oh, nothing is funny. He should stop, because we're not trying to see that. We're trying to see him racing. You know what's required? I think he left Red Bull at his peak, and he's never peaked like that. I also think that, like, to be honest, I don't take him seriously. I don't rate him as a driver, but I don't rate a lot of people. So you should also keep that in mind, especially when it comes to my opinions on a lot of people. Like, I don't rate them a lot. But with Ricardo, I never bought anything he was stealing in terms of the personality, because I think that's what drew a lot of people in. But
100%.
with me, yeah, I never got, like, nothing ever told me to, like, go to him or, like, support him or even look him up or anything, right? His racing, it was good when he was at Red Bull, and then he just kept making bad career choices. I think at some point he realized that he couldn't race at that standard, right? That he said couldn't meet it anymore. So he was doing it for the money, and then he just kept on changing teams. By the time he had to be stable, like, you have, like, first, I think that's what people say. I don't believe that. But people usually say that the first season, you're getting used to the car, you're getting used to the team. But if you're talented, there's nothing like getting used to a team. You just drive, and then your talent shows. Literally, it's you don't acclimatize to the new team. You drive, and then you win. That's it. Or we should see your talent, right? With the car, I never saw that, and I was like, oh, okay. And then we fast forward to Monza in 2021. I mean, there's a lot of unfortunate things that happened during that race, to be honest. So I usually don't like races like that, because you never really know if someone won on merit or if it was because of, like, what happened. But that's also
Circumstances,
Formula,
yeah.
yeah, that's also Formula One. It's very unpredictable as a sport, right? So you can never predict it. But it just also reminds me of, like, the Gasly win, like, we remember in 2020. Like, there's just a lot of things happen at Monza that I really don't like. But that's not even the point. I'm going on a tangent. Basically, his lap yesterday, I don't even remember how he got to SQ3, to be honest. I saw Lewis getting knocked out and George also getting knocked out, and I was like, you know what? Let me
It's
tap out. Let me
okay.
just go.
It's okay.
Yeah,
Like,
and I'm
let me
just like,
just leave.
yeah. And then I saw Max also. There was a point where Max asked, what happened to everyone? And that's when I started to pay attention. And I'm like, actually, what did happen to everyone? Weren't
You know,
those
they
guys
all
supposed
fell
to
off
be?
a cliff. They all fell off it. Even today, actually. Even today.
I could, okay, well, today we can, or for qualifying, we can actually make an excuse for that. I think all cars did not have grip. I think the track was just very slippery. There was a tailwind at the end. I think so,
Oh,
because
okay.
no one was improving on their times, right?
Apparently, Ruth Bascom said this track just has very low track evolution anyways. So it's not they didn't expect to find that, you know, gains towards the end because the track evolution was very, very low. But still, that was drastic.
That's actually very funny, because that's not what Crofty, or no, Crofty wasn't there. But the Croft, someone in the comms yesterday said that the track evolution was great during
Really?
SQ, yeah, during sprint qualifying. And I was like, oh, this is very interesting. Someone in comms, I don't remember who it was. I don't think it was Brandl, because Brandl was, no, it wasn't Prick. I don't remember, but I
I
just
wouldn't
know that
know. I
during
don't watch the
SQ3.
Sky Sports, whatever. I listen to the F1 TV.
Oh, makes sense. I watch that so I can run all my agendas, because it makes sense to listen to Brandl hype up mid drivers, and then I'm just like, Then what do they call it? The commentators curse literally takes into account, like, it takes place instantly after they hype a mid driver, and I'm like, yep, shouldn't have done that. But anyways, so how did so during the sprint, I think Max was first, Charles was second, Perez was third, P4 was
I
Daniel,
couldn't.
I don't
Yeah, it was
remember.
Daniel. It was Daniel.
Fifth was Sainz. I don't know who sixth, seventh,
I
eighth
couldn't
were.
tell
Ninth, I
you.
know.
I couldn't tell
11th, I know it's
you.
George. I know 12th is Lewis.
Yeah.
I don't really remember anything else behind that. But what was interesting was the start, right?
Oh.
So we start with the sprint.
Let's talk about it.
And when, like, Lewis's start was great.
No, it
He
was
jumped
good.
three places. It was great. And then, as everything was happening, first lap, everything was just chaotic. Like, I think after, like, the first few corners, Lando Norris was out, and
Not
then
even, he didn't make
Alonso
the
was.
first corner. He didn't make the first corner. That's the
I don't even know what happened. I just saw the graphic when they replayed it, and I didn't pay attention, because I was like, my driver was okay. So if he made it out, then that's okay. And then
That's
I heard
okay.
his radio message, and he said, I saw it, yep, and I went for it. So I'm like, of course, if you're justifying it, then you saw something that you weren't supposed to see. But, and then I looked at it. So first lap, Lando didn't make the first corner. I think, yes, he did it. And then Stroll got a puncture. Lewis collided into Alonso, who
Let me tell you.
drove into, I don't really remember. Maybe you saw it better. I don't
Let
know
me
what happened.
tell you what happened,
But Lewis
okay?
is innocent.
From what I remember. Okay, so fine. Great start. Lewis sees a gap, right? So beside him is, from what I can remember, besides him is like Alonso. They're heading into the corner, and there's Alonso on his right, one of the Astons, but I think it's Alonso. Alonso on his right, and then you've got Lance next to Alonso, and then on the outside, there's Lando, right? So you know who
Okay.
started this mess? The terrorist that is called Lance Stroll, right? And he is not catching enough strays. Personally, for me, he's not catching.
Disclaimer, Lance doesn't have very nice fans, so I try not to give him smoke, and he does
No.
like he has nine lives, so I try not to smoke him
No,
because
but like, no, I think it's time to be honest. Like, it's fine. It seems like he really just doesn't want to be in F1, right? And his dad is just like, I bought you a team. You're gonna have to like do something about it. Because the racing that we've been seeing from him these past couple of weekends, like what he did in
yeah.
China, that's literally unacceptable. That's so unacceptable. And like, you're putting other people in danger as well. That's my thing. You're putting other people in danger. And you have Alonso blaming Lewis. Yeah, no. What did he say? Actually, I don't even want to remember what he said, but he's basically saying that Lewis ruined so many drivers' race. And I'm like, your teammate, that's the problem. That's the problem. If your teammate did not turn into you, if your teammate did not turn into you, you would not be in this situation right now.
Wait, I think I saw something else. Actually, I saw a replay of the from his onboard, right? Alonso was busy checking where Lewis was, and then he zoned out. He didn't check where Stroll is. Yes, Stroll caused everything, but it would have been avoided if he braked late. But then no, it wouldn't have been avoided because had
Wouldn't
he,
have been.
yeah, it wouldn't have been
It
avoided.
wouldn't
But
have
what I was
been.
saying is he was so focused on where Lewis was that he forgot to check what was happening in front of him. So he collided with Stroll, and then Stroll pushed Lando out. And then look how, if it was Lewis's fault, why didn't he get any damage? That's my thing. Like, where
Exactly.
was his damage? Where was his front? Because there's even a picture where Alonso has literally driven into Stroll, but Lewis is way, I like he's
Let me
far
tell
away
you,
from all
Alonso
that
and
mess.
Stroll made a triangle basically with their cars touching. And I'm just like, they were both at fault. Alonso is busy looking at Lewis. I don't know what Lance is doing, but he turns in on Alonso and then they cause that little mishap. And then Lewis is like, okay,
I
now
think
why am I in it? Why even
I think
Lando?
Alonso has nightmares about Lewis, like all these years. That's he's I don't even think it's a fear at this point. Like I just really feel like Alonso has this thing where he genuinely gets like really bad nightmares about Lewis. So
He
Lewis
needs to
has
get
to leave
over
and he can
it.
rent free. I think he has like a room, maybe he's like practice room, right? He has all these pictures of Lewis and he's just like, I need to beat this guy. I need to beat this guy. So that's like his thing. Every day he has to do that.
No, he needs to
Like
get over
it's
it. He's
not
old.
healthy.
They're both old. That happened 20 years ago. Like, Lewis has moved on.
Okay,
Lewis has
but
become a
who looks
seven-time
older?
champion. Huh?
But who looks older?
No, shame. He doesn't look that bad, Shane. For his age, he doesn't look bad. He looks old, but he doesn't look that bad. I'll give him that.
He says Alonso looks great.
No, I didn't say he looks great. I didn't say he looks great. I say he doesn't look that bad.
I'm scared to
Your
look at
face is
what the
killing
blood looks like. I'm actually scared to look like I'm, you know what? Back to the racing before I judge you heavily.
me. I'm not saying he looks good. I'm not saying he looks good. I'm saying for his age.
Sorry. Don't try to justify it. It's fine. We're moving on from it
Okay,
completely.
move on.
I don't want to know anymore. Like, no. Back to the racing. So that's the first lap. And then I think Lando's out. Lando's out.
I just want to say it's Lance's fault. It's Lance's fault, purely. That's all. Anyways.
I'm saying it's a racing incident. As long as Alonso was collateral, it's a racing incident.
It's a racing incident, but if there was supposed to be blame on anyone, it's going to be Lance. Okay. You can continue.
I mean, Lance is blamed for everything. But we'll get to Lance. He drives like he
No,
has nine
rightfully
lives.
so.
And to
Rightfully
me,
so.
And to me, that literally shows that he has the dog in him. I'm sorry, like if you're gonna drive like that, like you have to back it up, and he backs it up. But we'll get to terrorism driving because the sprint. Oops. I had my head so hard, I had to like literally throw my phone. I had to.
Are you there?
If you guys think about it, Twitter hasn't locked me out of my account ever. Last year, I got like four, I think I got like four suspensions.
Yeah, no,
This time, I
you got
haven't.
suspended a lot last. It was a lot.
No, this is a good thing, guys. Like, I know how to regulate my emotions better now. So, like, this is great.
I think I'm
But
going
anyway.
worse. I'm getting worse. Like, I literally have to put my phone on the other side of the room. Otherwise,
I'm
it's
sorry.
going to be a
If you
mess.
just accept that you're a hater, that makes the whole thing better. Just
But
stop trying to be nice.
I'm not a hater though. That's the thing. That's what I'm fighting. At my core, I'm not a hater. And this
You
sport is
know what?
making me one. That's the thing.
Someone said that being an F1 fan turns you into the biggest hater that you ever become because you're always playing for someone's downfall. Like
No, truly.
someone always has to catch smoke. But other than that, I was actually interested, to be honest. I was looking forward to what was going to happen in the front, right? Excuse me, because I thought Ferrari had the pace. I thought Ferrari had, they were going to challenge Red Bull somehow. And at some point, I think that was going to happen, but the safety car kind of like, I don't know,
Stabilized
it
everything.
destabilized. Yeah, the one thing I've noticed with Ferrari drivers, to be honest, and I said this on the last episode, is that they take time to recover from their mistakes. They make a mistake and it takes a toll on them, and then it takes a few laps. Sometimes it takes a few races, especially with Sainz. It takes a few races, and then they'll get back 4 or 5 races after. Maybe with Charles, it takes him like a couple of laps, and I mean a whole lot of laps, and then he'll like regain his confidence again. But that is literally what is delaying them or not making them progressive enough. Because you look at Lewis. Lewis was fighting with Magnussen the whole race, throughout the whole race, and every time Magnussen drove him off the track, he was under braking, all of these things. Lewis fought back with every lap. Like, he didn't give up. He didn't say, okay, fine, this person's trying to kill me. No, he fought back with every lap, and I think that's what sets him apart from the whole grid. Because I could be wrong, but I don't think anyone fights back like that. Like, every time someone gets driven off, they complain on the radio for good for all of these laps. And we don't hear about it, by the way. But let my driver complain. Everything that he says will be broadcasted everywhere.
You know
But
how they go.
yeah, but with what I've noticed with them is that they just give up. Also, you know who didn't catch enough smoke for me? Before we get to Magnussen, Perez
Who?
didn't get catch enough smoke for me, actually, because why the hell
Paris.
was he helping? Yes. Why was he helping someone in P4 when he could have been fighting for P2 in a fast car?
Do you think he could fight for P2? You think you could fight for
No.
P2? No, exactly.
No, that's actually
No.
asking for a lot from Perez.
You asking
But
for a lot. And I used to do the same thing last year. And I was like, oh, let me tell you, I was part of those people that was like, guys, Red Bull don't care about this guy. They're not fixed. Like, there's something wrong with his car. And then we got halfway to
two
last
things
year.
can be right. Two things can be right. They don't care about him and he sucks.
No, but I genuinely thought they were actively hurting him. I was like, there's no way this guy is this bad. I thought they were like doing something to his car. Like, they didn't give him. I was part of those people that were like, they're not giving him the same car. Why is he so slow? And then we got halfway to last year and I was like, yeah, no, it's actually bad because Christian and them were also like, what is wrong with you? Like, why can't you just do what needs to be done? Like, why are you
The
doing the
funniest
most?
thing with Perez is that I never tried to have conspiracy theories, right? Usually it takes time for me to actually I'll observe people's body languages and everything. And that's what I said. I observed that like Red Bull this weekend. They didn't fly off into the distance
No, they didn't.
during the sprint and qualifying, like the margins were like closer to the Ferraris and the McLaren at some point. What I noticed is that it has nothing to do with racing, right? But when there's a headline that involves Red Bull, the team stops being a well-oiled machine.
What do you mean?
In Australia, I think that's when the Horner allegations were public, came up public, and Red Bull and then Max, what I think he DNF'd, right? He had an engine failure. With Red Bull, they need full focus, like they need everything to headlines left on the I'd like when like had these accusations not been made public, they would have caught on to the engine on Friday. That's what they usually do. They catch on to their mistakes or troubles earlier on. So they didn't do that. So with whatever Horner is trying to say about Nui, you know that Nui is tired. It was his decision, like he's tired. I saw his body language and I'm like, no, that's not it. Like just something really is happening here. I don't want to get into like the new interview because I'm not going to be nice and I'm trying to be nice because I mean, a lot of people want him to go there. I mean, I'm not one of them, but I need to be
That's
nice in
interesting. That's
case.
very interesting. Like, I'll ask you
Yeah.
why, but like, we genuinely don't have, we need to talk about like qualifying and everything else. It's literally not enough hours for me because I can go off on this topic, but
Yeah.
anyways.
But with what I've seen is that these headlines have also kind of stabilized the team because they don't know what's really happening with our car. The car doesn't have grip. There was a clutch problem as well earlier on in the into the race. So that's one of my observations. But Ferrari, it's what I just said about the drivers. Like they take time to recover. And then when they take time to recover, they make such stupid mistakes or they don't fight back hard enough. But then it takes me back to what I said earlier. Well, not during this recording, but like I think another episode where I said that Ferrari, like Charles specifically, is not trying to get poles this. He really isn't. I
He's
think
focusing
Charles
on his race
doesn't.
pace because he knows what's coming.
I think Charles doesn't care about getting roles because getting poles because that poles to win ratio is bad. So the more he keeps increasing his poles, the less he keeps winning.
But the
So
more
I think he
shaky it
just
starts
focused.
looking.
Exactly. So I'm thinking he's just focused on his racing, which isn't really getting better, but his tire management is. So
His time
props to him
management
for
has been
that.
so good this year. It's been so good.
Yeah, it really has been. So I think that's something to look forward to. But that was basically the sprint. Well, not really.
No,
that
why are you
was
skipping it? No,
no,
it
that's
wasn't.
why I was just like, wait, I don't like Kevin Magnussen didn't catch enough smoke for me, actually. Like,
Kevin,
oh my
Kevin,
God.
look, usually I'm like, when Kevin and Lance do what they do, I find it entertaining, right? And I'm like, we need it. I don't know, the grid is a bit uptight, like we need a bit of spice in the race so that we can have entertainment. But today, Kevin took it too far. He took it too far.
When
I was
does he
like,
never take it too far?
no, he always does, but like, it's my driver now. My driver is involved. My driver is involved. You need to have a conversation because you can. But also, I genuinely think that each and every single driver on that grid races Lewis so differently. They don't
Yes.
do that with each other. They genuinely do not. And I really don't want to be like, you know, cult LH. Like, I really don't want to be that person. But I genuinely think, like, from what I've seen, people like Lando, people like Yuki, even, well, what's his name? Alonso also race, but Alonso's a menace to everyone, so it's not really. But
Yes, that's fair. Like Alonso is very fair. Like he thinks he's a victim, and then he races everyone very like weirdly. Like he just does what he wants to do whenever. Today he'll be very fair, and then the next day he'll just decide, okay, cool. Today I'm ruining everyone's
Yeah,
day.
this is like it's game over for everyone today. But yeah, what I've seen is that they are so aggressive with Lewis. And I think it's a thing of, okay, everyone knows that, okay, this is the guy. Like, this is, you know, seven-time world champ. I'm not gonna like bow down to him. Like, I'm gonna show everybody that I can take him, that I'm not gonna like take this lying down kind of vibes. But they never do that with Max. But maybe it's because Max has a faster car, so it doesn't mean
No,
anything.
also Max will literally kill them. Like that man doesn't care. I think he
True.
just feel like, okay, let's just die. Like he'll just be like, let's
He's like,
dive
we're
in,
both
like
going
don't
down.
wanna move.
We're both
Yeah,
going
because
down.
they know one thing about them is that they know that Lewis will race them fair. Like they can pull
Yes.
all these attacks, he
Yes.
won't fight back dirty, he will
Exactly.
fight back fair. So I think that's what I think they're also trying to bait him. They want to see how dirty he gets, but it's not in him. He doesn't drive dirty, like he really doesn't. But also, like Magnussen didn't do one thing. Like he did so many things. Every lap was different. If he wasn't going off track and gaining advantage, he was braking late. If he wasn't braking late, he was. There was a time I think he weaved, when Lewis was about to when they went off track together. Like Lewis had done the overtake, and then he was like, "Okay, cool. I'm going to late break so that Lewis can, the only thing that he has to do is actually get out of the track, like, because there's no
He
way
basically
I'm
did a
not gonna drive
break,
into
dude.
him.
He basically did a
Yes.
break. I literally watched that video so many times, and I just get heat more and more heated because that's when I think Yuki went through, right? And I'm like, so you want to take both of you down? You want to take both of you down? What is the point?
And then he has the nerve to say that he was doing it for his teammate. Dude, we know you don't like your teammate, so what are you trying,
But
why are
in
you
that same
lying?
breath, in that same breath, when he's like, oh, I was doing it for my teammate, he was like, yeah, but my teammate, what did he say? Yeah, my teammate broke the DRS, so we could have been fighting for like P7, P8 together. So it looks like he didn't basically care about making the team go forward, whereas I was
Just
playing
get
the
your
team
bread
game.
up. Like, just get your bread up, dude. Like, just
I'm
drive
just like,
better so
let's
you don't
maybe
have to
just be
rely
a
on.
man also. Like, don't say you're not getting that seat as well. Like, I know you're
You're a
fighting hard.
dad. You're a dad.
You're
Like,
a
stop acting like a
dad.
dad.
You're a
Like,
dad. Like,
oh my, is that
step
what you want
up.
your daughter to see? Like, you
No.
want your daughter to brag about you in primary school or in high school and say, that's how he drives. He drives
And
like
that's
a
what you're
maniac.
doing. That's what you're doing. No.
Like, or is the daughter going to say, oh, that's my dad, he's talentless. So when his talent runs out, or the bit of talent that he has runs out, he tries to kill everyone on track. That's attempted murder. I'm sorry, but he was just trying to run Lewis
No,
off
there
back to
was literally
Africa.
one point where he was like, I think they were like in an like going out of an like a corner, right? They were exiting a corner, and he literally went into the side of Lewis. And I was like, there's literally no reason for that. You're literally gonna kill him. You're actually
He
gonna
just won, and it was so narrow also. Like, that track is very
It's a
narrow, like it's
street
very punishing. You
track.
make a mistake, yes, you make a mistake and you're in the barriers, nothing will, like, you just leave. It's done, it's over for you. And it was a sprint, remember, like they had quali later on, so he was really trying to wreck Lewis's car as well. I'm sorry, he was trying to kill him, and he tried to wreck his car. That was like killing two birds with one stone. Oh, I said killing and murder. Ah, I'm smart.
Oh my
And all that, but
For what? For what at the end of the day? Just so that Nico Hülkenberg can get what 2 points. Ah.
also, what about your points, dude? Like,
What
why don't
about
you believe
your
in your
points?
grind?
What about your
Like,
points?
why don't you believe in your talent? Why do you have to, like, and then he says, no, I didn't have to race like that. Like, I don't like racing like that, but then I had to do it for my teammate. Dude, you don't
I
like
was like,
him. We
no,
all
and it's
know it. It's well documented.
the fact that he's admitting that he knows what he was doing was like a mess. He knows, right? And he's still going to do that. Come on, like there's literally a limit, and he's like, he doesn't even see it anymore. Like he's gone so far beyond it that he doesn't even
Like,
have a concept of what a limit is
he's
at
out
this
of it.
point.
He was out of it. You know, there was a point where I tweeted that, look, Kevin Magnussen, you will never amount to anything in this life. And I meant every word, because that was the nicest thing I could have said. Like, that sequence of words was the nicest thing I could have come up with, besides doing other things or saying other things that would have gotten me off that app forever. Because after what I really wanted to say, Elon would have been like, yeah, girl, even me, I don't have
This is
more of
too
an
much.
ethics, but this is too much even for me, you know. Like, that would have been such a crazy thing.
But
Also,
I'm just like, you don't have to do that. Like, if you don't have the goods to race fairly and to actually race well, then just don't just stop as well. Because these tactics that you're doing, they're
actually,
not doing you any favors, also.
go back to Finland and be a dad. A present dad. Go be a present dad
Shame, but he is
and
present though. Like I when they bring his child is so cute. Like I love seeing her in Stop. I love seeing her in the garage. She's so cute. But then she has to witness things like this. So I guess that's yeah.
my
Anyways.
mom said if I have nothing nice to say, I shouldn't say anything at all.
Okay, let's move on. No, but anyways, I just want to say, Kevin. Like honestly, sleep with one eye open because no, okay, that's too far. But like he needs to pattern up and actually he might even get a race ban.
Let
No.
him all out.
I have to
Need
rein
his ears
myself back
out. Let
because you're not gonna rein me in. You're not gonna rein me in.
But also, besides Kevin, what the hell was Science doing?
Yo.
Because after Lewis passed, Kevin finally, he literally had 3 laps to pass Yuki, and he did that instantly.
He did it.
So Sainz wasn't a much faster car than Lewis. Lewis is not, like, at this point, not even a trolley. Like, he's driving a tortoise that is mixed with his talent. So his talent is basically pushing the car, because look at what George Russell was doing, and he did fuck all this entire race. Like,
Didn't do a single
nothing, no
thing, not a
overtakes,
single thing.
nothing. So Lewis was actually like, Lewis actually makes sprint races entertaining, because he's always in the middle of the action at every sprint race. Yes, he never gets the points, because I don't know, like, there's just some bad luck there, but he always makes sprint races entertaining. But for science, you
I have
know.
a theory about science, right? I've seen him do this multiple times. So science, he does those, magic tricks where he pulls out something out of the bag
Tricks.
and he's like, okay, he gets a win, right? And everyone is on this hype train. They're like, oh my gosh, science is so underrated. Science is so, and this happens all the time, by the way. Science is so underrated. Like, he's the best Ferrari driver, blah, 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 blah. All of that happens, right? And this happened maybe for like two race weekends. And then Leclerc finally wakes up and he's like, actually, I remember who I am now. And like, let me clock in. And he clocks in, and then Sainz is nowhere to be found for like race after race after race after race. And that is what's happening now as well. Like, where has that even lost? What did he do last week? I mean, at the Chinese Grand
China. He
Prix.
was trying to kill someone. He was trying to kill someone. I don't know
Don't
who, but
even.
I remember
Oh,
during
it
the
was
sprint.
Charles. Wasn't it Charles? He was actually.
Yeah, during the sprint. Yeah, he actually was trying to kill Charles. Like, guys, I always say that these drivers are trying to kill someone, because they know they're like literally driving at high speed in a very narrow place. Well, China wasn't narrow, but they know that one mistake, you're literally in the barriers. So it's not just hard racing. That's literally attempted murder. But I might be taking it too far, but I'm just saying, like, I don't. I always quoted someone. You know what? Never mind. Actually, it's not attempted murder. Let me keep quiet, because I remembered Silverstone 2021, and I remembered who was actually saying attempted murder. You know what? Never mind. I don't want to be
No.
associated with that person ever. Never. But Sainz could not overtake that person, and Perez was helping up. Like, it's like Perez was scared of Sainz. I'm like, you guys are actually both terrible. So why are you scared of
No,
each other? Like, but.
Perez and Sainz are like they're so similar, right? And the thing is, and this is painful for me to say, because I actually want Sainz to do well this year, right? I actually do want him to like show it to Leclerc and be like, after last year's run where he was like, okay, doing well, like I said, he does well and then drops off, and then Charles Leclerc reclaims his golden boy title. I actually wanted him to be more consistent after that race win. I was like, okay, sure, like you don't have a seat next year. Let's show the other guys, like the other teams, what you have, like put in the work. And then he does things like this. And I'm like, okay, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're
My
doing
thoughts
so
on
well.
science are very conflicting. Very conflicting. Do I rate him as a driver? I only rate him because whenever George is behind him, he literally shows all his talent. He will keep George behind. He will teach George a lesson, right? That's the only thing that impresses me about him. But genuinely, I think science was made for the midfield, like, or the second driver. Yes, he has like an alpha personality and whatever. But I don't think he has what it takes to be a winner. I think he wants things to be handed to him. And yes, sometimes he takes charge, but I don't think he has the talent to take charge all the time. And now we get back to what you said, like him winning and everything besides Singapore. I think every time Charles is ahead, no, every time Sainz is ahead, Charles kind of has a problem with his car. And I'm not trying to sound like the 16 girlies, because those are some delusional as
No, they are on
people.
a different level. They're on a
Yeah,
different
but they might have a point when it comes to how science maximizes off of Charles's struggles or
level.
like misfortunes, and then it looks like he's good when he's really not. I mean, everyone in the world knows I don't rate Charles. Like, if you follow me on Twitter, you know how much I don't rate Charles. But I think he's the better driver. You know, with Charles, right? Guys, I don't
Charles
know
is
how
a
to
weird
explain
one.
it. I want him to do good. Like, I want him to do good. And I might warm up to them as teammates next year. Like, I might warm up to him, because I mean, I started following him recently, and the only F1 driver I followed on Instagram was Lewis. Ever since I started watching the sports, it was just Lewis. I don't even follow the F1 page. I don't even follow Mercedes
I
anyway.
don't follow
So
any of them. Bad vibes. I don't want my Instagram to be full of bad vibes.
that was huge. And then I just always look at him and I'm like, you have so much potential, like so much. But it's like you let your intrusive thoughts win all the time. It's just like you're like, what if I can just, you know, and then he does that, you know, and then it shows, and then he'll like lock up, or he'll just like, what if I hit that barrier? I wonder what happens when I hit that barrier. And then he'll just randomly just hit the barrier. And we're like, dude, like, you lose focus. I think he just has a problem of focusing on certain things. And
And you can't
like, he's,
have that. You can't have that. Like, and the
yeah.
thing is, a lot of people are like, Charles is a generational talent. He's so much, he's so quick, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay,
I need us
it's
to define
well.
what generational talent is,
Yeah.
actually.
Because apparently
Because
there's like six generational talents on the grid
they
right now.
be throwing names like Lando in there, and I'm like, oh,
I think Lando is such as a difficult, like, I don't even know how to, but I just think Lando's an okay driver that's been like overhyped. Like
Lando, right? Yeah, he will.
Mm-hmm.
Lando is just a very, well, to me, I want to be mean, so I'll just let you speak about Lando because I'm not gonna say nice things.
No, the thing is with Lando, I don't know. Like, I think his time with Ricardo really like hyped him up because Ricardo is just like they expected Ricardo to like really
But
wipe
when
the
I said
floor.
that, streets were saying I was the hater.
No, so yeah, so they're expecting Ricardo to wipe the floor with Lando, and Lando's like, no, I need to shape up. And also, Lando wasn't happy that they brought Ricardo in. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but because I was a DR fan down, I was looking at those unbox videos, I was looking at everything, and he was being very, very weird. So already I started my relationship with Oh my, whatever with Lando on a very shaky foot. But anyways, he was being just so weird, right? And I just think it was because he was just unhappy that the team wasn't rating him as a driver. And I feel like that's what he felt. And then he's like, okay, fine, I'll show you guys. And he started stepping up. And so the way that he reacted to that whole Daniel Ricciardo situation, I feel not genuinely, I feel like it gave him a boost in terms of the paddock. I don't know if everybody else, as in fans, rate him that much. I don't think the fans rate him as much as people in F1 do, except like Lando stands. But there are
See, I
moments
even
where
have to cough because there's just so much that I want to like.
no, wait, let me just finish this point. I think Lando's a good driver, right? I do think he's a good driver, but do I think he can win championships? No. Can he maybe get the odd pull here and there when he's in the correct headspace? Sure. Can he be consistent? Absolutely not. And I think with F1 drivers, it doesn't matter if you're fast or not. You're all fast to some degree or another. Is can you convert that pace into actual meaningful results? And for a lot of them, it's no. That's Charles, that's George, that's Sainz. Who else? Most of them. The only person in the young guns who can do that that I've seen is obviously Max. Nobody else is that consistent, except obviously Lewis, we know, blah, blah, blah. But I'm talking more about the younger guys. So I think he can try. He does have
I'm
that.
trying so hard
You get
to,
say what you want to
you know
say.
what?
Say what you want to
Let me
say.
not
Please,
finish because
yeah. Let
I'm
it
gonna
out.
have to come for every person that you mentioned, literally all of them, and show
Come for
you why
them.
I think they're all bums. Even Max. Like, I'll tell you why I think they're all bums, like they're bozos.
Let it
But
out.
yeah. See, with Lando, right? Lando was up against a declining Ricardo. So him showing up was not him showing up. It was just Ricardo declining. So that was just it.
But it's
Lando
perspective,
is.
right? It's the perspectives, it's the narratives that are being told at that time, and they're also getting to his head. And you could tell that they were getting to
Okay.
his head.
Fair enough, right? I think Lando Norris is a rich, spoiled kid with no actual manners. I think he doesn't have any manners. I think he thinks being passive and mean is humor, and it's not. So now to get to his talent or his non-existent talent. Do I think Lando's gonna win championships? Absolutely not. Do I think he's going to challenge anyone? Absolutely not. Do you know who Lando reminds me of? Bottas. But the worst version of Bottas. Like when we get Bottas on a bad day. Do you know how when Bottas decided to have a bad day, he would have a bad day? That's Lando during most races. That's literally Lando Norris with like Bottas level. Lando thinks being hard on himself and saying it out loud will gain him sympathy, or that he's like his self-pity is attractive. Maybe it is to whoever he's crushing on. but it's literally not. It's actually cringy because you make mistakes and then you get onto the media and you're like, oh, I'm so stupid. Or, what do you want us to say? Yes, you are stupid. Like, what do you think we're going to say that you're intelligent? You have no ounce of, I don't know. His erasing is very, I don't know. Like,
You know what I was
you
saying?
know, a lot of people,
Sorry, yeah.
yeah,
No, I
with a
was
lot of.
saying. Okay, continue, continue, continue.
Okay, with a lot of people, I can actually tell you if they're good or not, right? And I can
Okay.
tell you, like, I think, you know, a lot of like Charles and George, I'll say they're fast on a single lap pace, but I don't think they are consistent enough for a race pace. And then with Lando, he's just nowhere near both of them, like at all. He's not consistent. He
Is that
doesn't, he's
fair
not
though?
fast.
Lando does have pace sometimes. It's just that when he's on it, I feel like he can do some good things. It's the fact that he loses focus. He loses focus.
You know, last
It's your
year, I'll take
face. It's your
Singapore for
face that's
example.
killing me.
I'll show you Singapore for example, right? Any other driver wouldn't have been comfortable with getting P2. Any other driver would have attacked Sainz. They were all vulnerable. All their tires were old, but some of them had fresher tires. I think Lando had much fresher tires than Sainz, but he was okay being P2. Do you think anyone else would have been okay being P2? Even if science was being a genius and he was protecting his win and whatever, no, people would go, like Senna said, if there's a gap, you go for it.
Go
As a
for it.
racing driver, if there's a gap, you go for it. Lando doesn't. Lando's okay with being mid. He's okay with getting, like, his recent quote about how him getting P2
Was like
is
a
like a win to
win.
him. Yeah, like if he's up against Max and he gets P2, that's a win to him. And not even Sergio says that. Like, Sergio's a bum, but not even him. He says that. Like, he's very ambitious. Lando is just, you know what you said about Lance earlier about how you think he doesn't want to do this. I think Lando's just doing this because it's what he knows. Like, that's the life he was introduced to at a young age. Like, if he had to choose, I don't think he'd choose F1. I think a lot of these people wouldn't choose F1. I think a lot of these young drivers are li like their parents are living vicariously through them.
Oh,
Max,
speak on it.
Lando,
Speak on it.
Stroll.
Speak on it.
Who else? Not Sargeant. Sargeant is just very ass. I think Latifi's dad was also trying to live through him. Like all of these drivers, all of these traumatized kids. I think the people who really want to be here, and I'm going on a tangent here, but I think the
No, it's
people who really
fine.
want to be here are, besides Lewis, I think Ocon wants to be here because he knows what it is to be poor.
Ocon is a
I
fighter,
think
actually.
Charles. Like, I think Charles also wants to be here. It's just his brain is fighting him. Sometimes his brain just fights him because there's nothing in
Come
there.
on, come on, don't say that.
I think Gasly also wants to be here because
Are we sure
Gasly
about
also
that?
knows.
Are we sure about Gasly wanting to be here? He
I
hasn't
think
been
Gasly
sure.
wants to be here because he gets girls. I think it makes him cool.
No, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it, but for
Yeah.
me this year, Gasly looks like he's hating every second. Every second he's on that
This
racetrack, it's
year.
like he doesn't want to. Well, I've noticed it this year because Alpine is so bad. But I
There
haven't. I
was a
didn't check
year
this year
last.
before last year, before this year. I don't
There
know
was a time last year Gasly was trying to
why.
kill everyone on track, especially 2022, first half of 2022. I was just like, remember that crash in Silverstone? Was it last year or was it?
Don't remember.
I think it was last year when, no,
With
was it?
Ocon.
No, it was 2022 when even George, like George's collateral, and George, that was George's first home race in a Mercedes, and he didn't get to race. But thank you, Gasly, for that. Anyways, back to what I was saying. Gasly was the cause of that accident. Somehow, George collided with thingy was Zoe, and then after Zoe went off the barriers and his car was upside down and his halo saved him. Yeah, Gasly was behind that.
Was it Gasly? I thought it
Gasly
was
was behind.
George's. I wasn't watching that time, so I wouldn't know, but I thought it was George's fault. It was not George's fault.
I'm telling you, Gasly was at the scene of most crimes that year. And it was right after he was getting hyped up. People were saying, oh my God, it was like, right. I think 2021, he got like top five finishes consistently. And then 2022, he just fell off, and people were trying to defend those top five finishes. And I'm like, my boys, guys, Gasly, and no one is paying attention to me. It was just me and one of my followers, like this other one person on my timeline. Like,
You guys have
we
been
were
clocking, you've been
onto
observing.
Gasly. Like, I just thought, I'm noticing,
You
I'm
have to
noticing.
say.
And I was noticing Gasly. And this year, I'm also noticing Gasly. And I tweeted it, I think, to Instagram. I'm like, this Gasly stinker is never going to go unnoticed. It's that wig he has on that he thinks he's fooling all of us. He's
No.
not fooling anyone with that wig, and he's not fooling anyone with his driving.
No, I think Gasly has
And
checked out personally. Gasly hates the fact that he's at Alpine right now, and that his career, his peak years, whatever that is, are going down the drain. And there's nothing he can do about it. It looks like there's nothing he can do about it. And so, but I feel like we've gone so far off.
yes, how do we were talking about Lando
We're talking about.
and just,
Okay, but
yeah,
let's just
and how
go.
you performed this weekend as well. Well, we haven't seen the race yet, but
Oh, but I
so
think
far.
the McLarens, I think, yeah, they did not deliver on what we thought. Well, personally for me, they did not deliver on what they were hyping up with these with this brand new car, basically. And okay, we can give them, okay, they only had one practice and they brought literally a whole new car. And so they didn't have time to set it up and tune it properly. And they had that issue with the steering wheel or whatever. So maybe that's why they couldn't get it in the proper in the proper window. That's me just trying to
Like,
defend. Okay, like I'm just trying to defend what we saw today. But it was disappointing. I'm very underwhelmed.
I think I said the same thing with Mercedes as well. You can't bring upgrades to a sprint
Sprint
weekend.
doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. And with McLaren, they brought a whole new car. How will they know that car if they're going to keep challenging it? Because during sprints, you actually have one practice session to get a ride. And if you have a red flag, it just disturbs the whole program, which they got the red flag. I don't think it's smart. I think it's ridiculous. And I think it's people just trying to throw Hail Marys. But then, and then on top of that, with Piastri, I think also people are just noticing Piastri right now. I think the Piastri that he is right now is not the Piastri that he was last season.
Oh, when it breaks my heart.
Yeah. He doesn't have tire management, and I want to like him. Like, I really want to like him. To be honest, guys, everyone that I don't like is because of how they were pit against Lewis, and it just put me off. Like, it just I was literally going to like Oscar, and then people just saying, "Oh my God, he's going to have a much better rookie season." I'm just like, yeah, you see now,
But that
this is
doesn't
why I
make
stopped.
sense.
This is
That
why I
makes that
parked.
just did not make sense.
Yeah, that's what I was just like. This is where I parked the bus. But back to, not to digress, back to what I noticed. Oscar isn't as consistent as, like, he'll show up during quali, right? For Q1 and Q2, but Q3, he's nowhere. Like, he just give us a P5, and that's where he'll stay throughout the race. And he's somehow always involved in these accidents. And then you think, is he getting bullied? Or is his calm demeanor fooling all of us?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I don't know though. I feel like with Oscar, it's an interesting one because it shows the gap between, okay, you are a fast driver, you've made it through the ranks, cool, great, right? And you did really well back then, but now this is Formula One.
And you're talented.
And you're talented, but no, this is Formula One. You need to hook up every single little thing, right? And I think you don't need to work on your mental strength as much in the lower categories. Formula One, I think this is where you are tested. Like, no, you have to have each and every single thing sorted out if you want to be at the top, right? You see, George and Lando, they've been here for so long now, and they're still struggling. Lando's only trying to get to grips with it now, the whole race pace thing and actually showing up on a Sunday. George, still a bit techy. It's still a bit rough, right? And this is what's separating them. And I feel like, not to go on a tangent, but I'm gonna go on a tangent a little bit. What's like is disheartening with the younger drivers is that they're not showing that these like that they're actual racers, right? Like that they have that
Yeah.
hunger, they have that fight to like show
They're just
up.
happy to be
They're just happy to be there. And I'm like, what are you doing in the sport? Like, get some people who have fight, who actually wanna be here. That's when you see like the value of Lewis and Fernando. Like, I'm not gonna lie, when
Yes.
Fernando is showing up in the whatevers, I'm like, okay, I'll give you that. You're making it interesting. You
I
actually
won't,
want
but yeah, I
to
hear you.
do that. No, personally for me this year, I'm just like, I've just noticed the value of these older drivers, and I'm like, these
Yeah.
ones, what are they giving us? Absolutely nothing. And so with,
Even with Max, like everyone is always complaining how his wins are also boring. Like he doesn't give us iconic wins. Like he doesn't stand there and like he gets emotional and everything. I don't think it's in his personality to be emotional or whatever. But even like there's an interview, I think he's gonna have an interview with Danica tomorrow or something that's gonna air tomorrow, and he says he likes to win. And I'm just like, it doesn't show. Like it just feels like you're doing it because maybe your dad forced you into doing it. This is your whole life and that's what you know. Like it just feels like that. It doesn't feel like there was just something like when Seb won, when Lewis wins, you
That
understand that.
celebration, like it meant something
Yes.
to them. It
Yeah.
meant something.
Dude, I cried when Lewis got pole last year. He
No.
cried with me.
Yeah.
I was just like, dude, you have 103 of them. Well, 104 now,
Exactly.
but why does this feel like it's the first time? You know, it's the
Literally.
he wants to be
Did
there. And
even
all
in
these
that
young drivers.
sprint, whatever that route, what was it when it
He
was
was so
raining?
happy to get me too.
In that rain, I don't know what was happening. And I was like, I was so happy when he almost got that pole. It's like, we were all celebrating like he actually got pole. And it's because
You know.
he also allows himself to feel all those
Yes.
emotions.
Yes.
Like,
I think
these
that's
ones think
why
they're cool also.
not to digress from what we're talking
Oh,
about right
sorry,
now,
sorry.
and it's going to be a Lewis prop session, but I'm gonna say this for 5 minutes. I genuinely feel like Lewis is such a good role model to have for young boys. Besides just us as his fans, his young boys, like he in a way he's telling young black boys that you can feel, you can cry, dude. Like you can cry, you can show your emotion, like wear it on your sleeve, even though he tries to hide it. It's like written all over his face, right? His eyes tell you a story, but even without his eyes, he will tell you, I'm not perfect, I have bad days, I do this. He'll cry when he's happy, like he'll show that emotion, and I think that's a very important thing. Like there's a video of him with a fan yesterday, and that young boy was so
Oh my gosh.
shocked.
I
Like
love that
he
video with
looked
all
at
my
it
heart.
like that man, that boy didn't move for I think a good 5 seconds, and I looked at it and I'm like, this is a young black boy looking at his hero. Do you understand the significance behind all of this? Like he's seeing someone just like him, and he's seeing every day that, you know what, he doesn't give up. And I mean, like I said the other day, I think it was yesterday, right? That I will never stop watching F1 because yes, I suffer from a syndrome called Hamiltonism. Well, that's funny because I made that up, but it's a privilege, such a privilege to see him drive. And you also see like he'll be fighting P15, P12 and everything, but you'll still see how he'll never give up.
He's giving
Yes,
it
people like
everything.
yeah, F1 will try to broadcast his messages, but I think every other driver's complaining, right? It's just his, because also he pays a lot of bills. Like him just being an F1 pays a lot of people's bills. He keeps the lights on in most
Keeps the
households.
lights
So
on.
I yeah, so I get it. But back to what I was saying, it's just and what you were saying, like it's just really nice to see how much like they wanted, even with Alonso back in, was it Qatar? Yeah, I think it was Qatar in 2021 when he was telling Ocon, dude, fight for me, like defend with your life because I defend for you and I won this. And he's that P3, that hideous podium with Lewis, Alonso and Max, that was the first one in Qatar. Still, like I still felt like you could still feel through like the screen that Alonso is so happy. Like yo, it's just like,
It
where is the
means
drive for you guys?
something.
Yeah, it means something. You're not driving for yourself. You're driving for your dream. Like you're showing us like what it feels like how fulfilled you feel whenever you achieve all your dreams and you're living your dream. Like it's just there's no soul with these people. And now, before we get okay. Can we get to qualifying so I can slander a certain team? I think I'm very calm. I
I
think I'm
think
very calm now. I
we
drink.
need to get into it actually. We need to.
So,
We've waited long enough.
qualifying was very interesting. Interesting in a very bad way. I mean, Q1 was okay. That was like expected. Mercedes were doing well, you know. They weren't in the bottom. They didn't get to the elimination zone. Max was struggling for grip, I think, throughout. The McLarens were coming to the party. We're thinking, oh my God, McLarens are going to give us a show. We're going to get a show in Q3. And Hülkenberg was just giving out these laps. I don't even know where he's getting them, but he was giving out these laps. And I was like, oh, well, this is something, you know. But Q1 wasn't that dramatic. Nothing really much happened. I mean, Bottas was out. Ricciardo, who had just
Oh,
gotten
Ricardo.
P4 during the sprint, was out. I mean, and then earlier during the day, people were saying he's back. And I'm
Like
like,
two
back from
factory
where? Retirement?
settings.
Like, exactly. I'm just like, maybe that was a setup. But yeah, like Q1 wasn't that interesting. And then you get to Q2. And then you just see everything. It was just very weird. Everything. Like, Charles was almost in the elimination zone, Sainz too. And then Lewis was at the, like, I think
Yeah,
throughout the
Lewis
whole
was at the
Q2, he
bottom
was
there.
just there. Yeah.
Yeah.
At some point, it was like 20th. Well, no,
No,
15th. And like,
15. It was 15.
yeah, it was
15, 14,
15th.
somewhere
And
there.
then Alonso was also like trying to put in a lap, and it was just the car was just not giving. And I was so happy that was happening. But was weird. Max couldn't even give us a banger lap. Like, he gave us one, and then he just fell off at some point. Like, I think the Ferraris were one and two or three and four, because as we were all about to say, oh my God, Lewis is getting knocked out. Like, we were all like, oh, he's going. Like, guys, let's switch off our TV so it's not happening. And then he bang, he gives us P2.
That was
And I'm like,
amazing. That was an amazing
I got
lap.
excited. I got excited for 2 minutes, and I was like, nah, I've seen this movie
No, I
before
was like,
play out
no, yeah,
multiple times.
nice, but
Yes.
I know what's
Yeah.
coming.
And I was like, I've seen this movie play out multiple times. I'm not moved at all. But then you
All.
think about what we said earlier about how this track has the worst tire thingy evolution.
Evolution, yeah,
And then
track
you're like,
evolution.
I don't think that was track evolution. I just think that it was his talent. I think that's what it was showing fully, because more or less George and Lewis throughout qualifying were on the same, like they were exchanging thing. They were sixth and seventh, fifth and fourth, you know, they were just there. There wasn't a huge gap. But towards the last of like Q2, Lewis was second or third. He was third.
And it
Yeah.
was like what,
George was like,
four tenths ahead of George, somewhere there, right?
yeah, and George was like, what, seventh? I think he was seventh. But it was very interesting to just watch his quali. McLaren was just absolutely nowhere, to a point where Lando was on mediums throughout the whole Q2. And that was
Wasn't
interesting.
Q2, was it not?
But
Was even Q2? I thought it was just Q3.
it was Q2. No, Lando got on mediums good Q2
Oh,
and the
wow.
first session of Q3 as well. But that was very interesting because the McLarens weren't there. Red Bull was also just not there. Ferrari were there because Charles was actually putting in really great laps.
I think Charles could have gotten pole if he wanted to today.
Yeah, I think he does just the heck, he just doesn't want to pull. Like, that thing traumatizes him. And you know what? Fair play, Charles.
Fair
That's very
enough.
fair. I get it. I respect you for that. You don't want to be Mr. Saturday like some other people are known for.
But
But
a pole is always better than P2. I'm sorry. If your car is the one that's
is it?
stopping you from getting wins, if your car's the one that's that, there's nothing you can do. At least, okay, you know, no, on a Saturday, I do show up. When I have the machinery, I show up. So now you're not gonna show up because of the stats.
But
Come on.
you're showing up for nothing for stats,
No, but
because
like, so you're not gonna show
you're
up.
not
You're
getting a
gonna be
point.
P2. You're gonna get a stat
No.
regardless. It's just P1 or P2. I'd rather be
And then
P1,
getting
honestly.
embarrassed, and then getting embarrassed by Max literally 5 laps in.
Yeah, but it's not your fault. It's not your fault. There's nothing you can do about it. It's your
Sometimes it
car.
kind of is his fault. Sometimes it kind of is his fault.
Yeah, okay, but
Like
most times.
80% of the time it's his
No.
fault.
No. I'd say like 50-50.
20%.
50-50.
No. 60-40. 60 being Charles.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Just because you're a hater, and I know you're a hater.
Guys, let me tell you, my hate is honest hate. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I don't make agendas up and, like, I don't pull them out of, like, the air.
They
Like,
come
all
from
of my agendas,
analysis.
they come from analysis. And this is hectic analysis. Guys, I consume so much of the sport, like, all the time, that it's so
Dots are
hard
just
not to
connecting
analyze.
constantly. You're just connecting
In
dots.
my head, it's like, well, this is not related, but I can literally track the past 5 years of my life with every race weekend. Like, I know during Singapore 2021 what I was doing. No,
That's
there was no
crazy.
Singapore 2021, but I can tell you what I was doing Monza week in 2021. That's when I first got my belly ring. That's how like connected.
That's wild.
My life
that,
is
I can
with
barely
like sports.
Remember like, the first race.
Okay, I don't remember 2022. I can't tell you a lot that happened in 2022. Actually, I can't. With the W13, I can't. All I'm saying is my life is so connected with the sport that it's kind of hard not to make these analyses. And I hate what the reason, like, there's always a reason why I hate someone. Well, hate is a strong word. Well,
you don't
you know
rate
what?
them.
Let's not get into, like, yes. I mean, there are people, the few people I hate for real, like, that's just deep hate, but I'm not going to get into it. Back to what I was saying, like, Q2 was very interesting. I think we were still everyone was having hope. Even the pundits were just saying, no, Q3, that's where. And even and when the Mercedes made it to Q3, we were like, oh, well, we kind of have something. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything went worse. Like, everything went bad.
I personally expected it. I knew P8 was coming. I knew P7, P8 was our destiny. I knew it. So that's why I wasn't shocked.
Every race weekend, I humbly, emphasis on humbly, I humbly beg Mercedes-Benz, AMG, Petronas, F1 team to shock me. And I use that specific word, please shock me. And you know what they do? They shock me, but they give me traumatizing shock. This is not like, oh my God. Like, oh my God, this is great. No, 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 no. They are so hell-bent on traumatizing me that it just, every weekend they up it. How do you have, like, your Q3, your first run is on fresh tires, is on fresh set, fresh set of softs?
That had me hot.
And you can see it's not doing anything, right? Maybe we're thinking, oh no, it's just the track. Cool. Lando Norris is on mediums and he's saying these things might not work. Even the softs are not working. No tire is working. But everyone is on the same tire except Lando Norris, who is saying he's going to change that tire. Cool. No, 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 no. That is not what the Barkley boys are hearing.
And that
they
wheelbarrow.
Do not hear.
And that wheelbarrow.
Yes, they do not. They think, oh, we are bad. We are very bad now. When we are very bad, let us be even more worse. How do you put on mediums for the last Q3 run? Who was
they
do
no,
that?
But the thing is, they also knew. Maybe that's the thing. They knew, Jorge, they're not getting a top five. They're not getting. So let's gamble. Let's gamble. We're not moving ahead.
What are you
ahead.
Gambling with? What are you gambling with?
They're like, we're not getting anyway. So Matt, they didn't have the tire. Also, they didn't have a soft. They didn't have another soft.
Okay, but what's the gamble going to give you?
They're like, let's see maybe how this tire works out. It might work out, it might not, but we're not losing anything either way.
Mind you, yesterday they were on mediums when they got knocked out of XQ2. I'm just saying.
I think they were trying the Lando Norris thing because with Lando Norris, his mediums in SQ2, whatever, were really fast, right? So they were faster than the soft. And when he got
mind
to
you, during
Q3,
qualifying, they were not.
So I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know for them. I don't know what they were trying to do. Like, they cannot follow the strategies of faster cars. I don't know what they think is happening. I don't know what they think is going on with their car. I don't know if they keep on talking about this potential, this pace that they see. And it's like, okay, but it's not there when it matters. And it's not going
to
show up.
I wouldn't
and
lie
it's
to
not
you.
Going to show up.
It's in his dreams. Like, he sees it in his dreams and he thinks that's reality. Like, he's completely lost it that he thinks it's his reality. To a point where the decision making at Mercedes is shocking.
No, it's
and
shocking.
Every race weekend, it's just like, even I know that's bad. Well, I can't even say even I know because I'm so insightful, but my niece probably can see that and she can say that's bad. You know, like,
they're just at a crossroads. Like, they don't know what's going on. That's a team that's lost. And it's not me trying to bring them down or anything. They genuinely do not know. What did Toto just say? This guy was like, not even, because they asked, would you like Adrian to come? And maybe he could, like, sort out your guys. And she's like, not even a magician could sort out the problems that we have. And I was like, wow. Like, you don't understand how happy
I'm not trying
is.
To.
You don't understand. Like, I keep on talking about it, but like, February 1st, save me. I genuinely think I would have stopped watching the sport. I genuinely think I would have stopped.
I wouldn't have.
No,
fun fact about me, I haven't missed a race ever.
Really?
Willingly. Willingly, yes. Every time I missed the race, just know it was really, really out of my hands. But
Okay,
I've
actually
never
same.
missed the race.
Actually same. I also haven't, but I've been watching it for like 2 years. But like in those 2 years, like I haven't missed a race. And the thing is, I say I wouldn't have w watched, but genuinely, I am an F1 fan. Like, okay, put Lewis aside.
Wait, you've been watching, you've never seen a Lewis win
No, I
live?
haven't.
You poor child. You poor child. And you are getting into the sport when Mercedes is on the worst decline I've ever seen in a
I
sports
know.
team
That's how you
have.
know my love for Lewis is real. That's how you know
Oh, no, that's real.
it's not
Oh,
based
no, this
on
is not
what
glory
it
hunting because there's no glory to hunt.
is. So yeah, I've been in the trenches. But it's fine because I believe we're gonna get to the top again and I will witness
Oh.
104 and it's gonna be glorious and I'm gonna be on cloud nine and no one's gonna be able to hold me down. So I'm just waiting for that day. So that's how I'm able that's what's
Yeah,
keeping me
I'll get.
going.
We'll get to you. We'll get to you. I'm just like it's like I'm getting angry again thinking about Mercedes. It's the same thing they did in Japan. When now we're in Japan, they think of one stopper. They're committing to a one stopper in Japan. A very aggressive track on tires. Okay, it was overcast. It was overcast. Okay, we've known that it's overcast, and we think you know the tire is going to be okay, but it takes time to warm up. And we all know Mercedes cars take time to warm up tires. They said a
Not
one stopper.
anymore, but not anymore. They're like their tire degradation is so bad now. It's so bad. It's been so bad this year. That's why their race pace is so not there, I feel. Like apart from the car
The
being
car
so
doesn't
bad. Apart from
even
the car being
come
slow.
alive anymore. It doesn't come alive towards the last few laps like it
At least
used
we
to.
knew
It's
last
just
year.
dead.
We knew, okay, 10 laps left to go. Maybe Lewis can pull something out of the bag. He can excite us. Nyana. No. This year, it's like you don't
It's
have
just.
qualifying, you don't have a race pace, you don't have anything.
I'm very keen to see how they do in Barcelona because I think Mercedes build a car for that track. Like, that is just the one track they have in mind whenever they build a car. It's very interesting to see how that's going to play out. But today, no man, people have shocked me. Eh? They've shocked me. These people have shocked me for a couple of years now. But this,
The
today,
mediums got you.
I'm just like. Do you know, I was watching my dad, right? He wasn't paying attention because I don't like watching if I'm with people who are clueless. And that's kind of like mean, but I don't like explain, especially when I'm like frustrated. I stood up, I saw those mediums, and I stood up. I looked at my dad. And then I was just like, why the hell are they on mediums? And he's like, what are mediums? And I'm like, wait, I'll get back to you. I looked at those and I tweeted. I think people were still trying to see what was happening, and I tweeted. I was just like, they are going on their last Q3 run on mediums. And then I switched off my phone.
I knew it was over
And
when
I'm
they
like,
used those fresh softs before everybody else. I'm like, everybody has two new fresh softs. You guys only have one. And they used those first. And I was like, that's when I knew. I was like, it's over. I was like, it's actually over.
do you know, you and I had this conversation on Twitter the other day on the timeline when I said Mercedes has an organizational
Oh, yeah,
issue
fully.
and a leadership issue, and it's not going to work. They keep saying that 2016 they'll be back and whatever, but who's to say McLaren wouldn't be first?
McLaren
McLaren
has.
have nailed the ground effect. They have a fast engine. On top of that, McLaren beat.
And I think
They
everyone is
take the
forgetting
race.
like 2026 is still ground effect, by the way. It's not
Yes.
just going to change. It's still ground
Like,
effect, which they
we're
have
not
no
going
clue how
back to
to.
2022. No, we're not going back to 2021, you know. Like, we're not going back to 2020.
It's not going to be
It's
2014
still
again.
ground
I hope
effect.
you understand that.
Besides that, they also have the same team. The strategist is always like, okay. Like, even during quali, we need strategists. I think our strategists aren't employed on Saturday. I think they don't clock in on Saturdays. I'm pretty sure they don't clock in on Saturdays. I'm pretty sure they are, you know, in the motor home just chilling. Because these can't be qualified professionals. I'm sorry, these can't be qualified professionals who make a living outside. Like, no. And then, on top of that,
like the whole organizational thing, I think Toto is manifesting every day. He's manifesting his way back to being in the top. I genuinely think he thinks that those eight championships, like how we used to think, I think everyone used to think this at some point, that there's no way a team that won straight eight championships can get it so wrong, like can get it this bad, like this, right? I think that's what they're thinking, like, no, guys, we saw something, we're going to think. But my thing is, they committed to a concept last year, and then they just lost it. Like, even the new concept, they just don't know. Like,
but for me, it's like, what's worrying is, okay, fine, you can make mistakes, right? But okay, the solutions that you're coming up with aren't doing a single thing. Like, you have these engineers, you have these world-class engineers, like the best of the best, and you cannot figure it out. And like we're saying, that is then an organizational leadership issue. If you as a leader cannot bring out the best out of your team, and you cannot recognize, okay, this is what this department needs. Okay, this is how you guys need to work together to get us where we need to get to. And he's not even, and the thing is, I think what's disappointing me with Toto is that even when he's speaking, and I've decided to stop listening to him for my own peace sake, but...
Well, I haven't listened to him in 3 years.
No, no, that's good. That's good, because I'm literally spiraling. But even when he speaks in the media, you don't hear any confidence, or he doesn't bring about any confidence in the fans or whatever to be like, okay, no, this is how we like tackling issues. He's like, no, we also don't know. And if you guys have any, what did he say this one time? If you guys have any ideas, yeah, sure, let me know. But I don't think it's a leadership issue. It's just a physics problem that we have. And I'm like, the physics problem is as a result of the deficit or the lack of the organizational structure, or a proper organizational structure. But anyways, that's all
I
have.
And then you have George Russell. And then you have George Russell. I have so much to say about it. I could go on and on. But with George, do you know what I was saying? The reason why I might be looking also forward to 2025 is that Charles is willing to learn. Like, he takes criticism and he applies it. George came into this team thinking, oh no, man, I know what I'm doing. I'm better. I'm going to be better. I'm going to show you guys that I'm better. And that's all I'm going to do. He was giving us these pure stories, but oh my God, I'm going to learn from the best. Nah, he didn't learn a single thing. And then Toto just feeding his delusions. I don't like having conspiracies, right? I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I think they are throwing the season because they want to give Lewis a bad send out, and I think they think they'll be back next year. The thing is, they think they're playing a game, but they're actually getting played by their own game.
Why would they do that though? It's like it doesn't do anything for them. They're losing so much money, number one, because I'm pretty sure that's a
bad that's why they're milking him right now. That's why they're milking him right now. Oh, Lewis is working, okay? With these sponsorships, he's working.
I've never seen him wear so much Tommy Hilfiger week after week after week.
And I've never seen him attend this many events.
Yeah, no, but they also know, like, George is not the moneymaker. And that's why that's why Toto was doing, I don't know, backflips for Max Verstappen, because they're like, okay, he's like a champion, at least maybe. Also, Toto doesn't rate George. And that's all I'm saying.
At all.
Toto doesn't
rate
George.
And he's feeding him all these delusions. And in the same breath, he's telling, like, he's begging, he's on his knees, begging Max to come. And Max is just like, oh no. Did you hear his interview when he said something like, $250 million is not enough to be stressed every week? And I'm like, touche, Max, that's really bad.
No,
that
like,
is
yeah,
smart.
Valid.
Not that, like, there's not any amount of money that would make me suffer like that. No, 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 thank you. Like, no.
And he's even being generous.
Look at how
P5,
no
one, P6.
No one is lining up. No one is auditioning for Mercedes. Like, I don't think anyone is flat out auditioning for Mercedes. There's so many drivers who could go there, but even them, they're seeing, it's going downhill there. It's not looking good, that side. Like, they can just tell. Like, this follow-up is insane.
No, it's
but
bad.
Then it's been a long time coming, guys. You look at 2022, right? I remember watching those races, and I remember just watching them, and I was just like, that's a very questionable strategy, but the car was fast, so we didn't actually need strategies. We just needed Lewis driving, and that was it. And then 2021, that's when it was just like, no, man, What is this? What am I looking at here? They gave us Barcelona 2021, and I think they clocked out. They were just like, oh no, we're done with strategies. Like, masterclass is us. No, never. That was our last one. That was the only trick we had in the bag. I remember watching France, and they got played at their own game. How could you create something and then not anticipate that someone is going to learn and pull a U on you? Yeah, like, I can't believe that George thinks that the PR that he was feeding us for the past 2 years about how he's going to learn from Lewis. I don't know if he knows we didn't believe him. Like, that's just something also that I need to ask him. Like, this question needs to ask. Like, no one believed you when you said you were going to learn and that Lewis is the best. That story, it was, you were not selling it, right? And I think that's what I find admirable about Charles, is that he really is willing to learn anything and everything. He takes criticism and he applies it. I think he was being told about his time management. That's what he's working on right now. Yeah. And then the George that drove for Mercedes in 2022 is not the George that we're seeing right now. This George is just, I don't know. I'm not even going to say he's happy with mediocre, that because that's all he's known his whole life. So, you know,
there's nothing to base it off of.
Yes, I'm very shocked. Even the things that he says, he's like, no, you can tell he's been coached, especially his last interview about how, no, I really, like, I want to race the best, you know, how I've been racing Lewis, and, like, I want to race George, I want to race Max, like, I want to learn from the best. And I'm just like, you can tell Toto sat down and told him that, and he's literally saying exactly the same thing that he was told behind closed doors.
Can I tell you what's the thing with George, right? And I feel bad for him. And I have a theory. And my theory is, George is like, I've gone up against the best of the best. He loves giving Lewis backhanded compliments, right? So he's like, I've gone up against the best of the best, 7-time world champ Lewis, you know, and I think I've held my own against him. And I think I've shown what I can do against the top of the sport. So, like, give me anybody. And I'm like, you know what? I love Lewis with everything in me, right? But the Lewis that you raced in 2022, 2023 is not the Lewis that was, you know, winning, you know, all those championships. Lewis was coming back off of 21, right? That was a mentally taxing situation, right? And then not only is he coming off of 21, he has to deal with this car that Mercedes has shown up with, okay? And then we start seeing in 23, we start seeing, okay, Lewis is like starting to like actually...
It's not even 23, it's 22. After Lewis stopped being a lab rat.
No, people are going to say, no, in 2022, he beat Lewis, right, in the points. So I'm using that logic. I'm like, okay, fine. 2022, he beat Lewis, fine, whatever. But 23, what happened? 8th. And even then, I wouldn't even say that's Lewis when he's dialed in, clocked in. That's Lewis when he's like, okay, fine, like, let's just do this. But it's not him at his, like, peak. So I don't think George... He's excited, but you're not racing a peak Lewis Hamilton. And even then, you're still barely even touch. And the thing is, it sounds like I'm like such a, you know, Lewis Hamilton stan, and I'm so biased. And I'm just like, no, look at the results. Lewis was fighting a Red Bull for P2 until the last races last year, my guy. And you were 8th.
You know what?
You were 8th.
I want to help you guys. I want to release you guys from thinking that I actually just want to, like, I need you guys to embrace being called cult LH. Like, I don't mind being called that. I don't mind being called biased. I don't mind being called biased because everyone is biased. In sports, there's no one who's objective. Not a single person is objective when it comes
to sports. That's literally the antithesis of sports, yeah.
Yes, we try to be, but we are. We can't be, right? And I'm sorry. If going so hard for Lewis gets me called part of a cult or whatever, then that's okay because no one else goes hard for him. Not his team.
Mm-hmm.
Not the people, not his colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
Not the people who are supposed to be objective more than all of us, the pundits.
Mm-hmm.
No one goes hard for Lewis. Lewis only has us. Mm-hmm. And I know that makes it sound like I'm saying he's helpless or anything. He's not helpless. But I'm saying if people... are so passionate, you know, people, some other people go through life without passion. They don't feel things deeply like we do. And if someone so talented is able to evoke such emotions, such deep emotions from people by just
doing his job and doing what he loves. That's power. That's powerful. And we joke around about how some of us are like, how some people are losers, they touch grass and everything. But then you remember that him racing is saving so many lives. People could be in the biggest of slumps.
Yeah.
But the fact that they have to look forward to him racing, that is power. So I will never feel bad for being called whatever names, because I perfect and then I go hard for my driver. Like, that is just not me. Men go hard also for their, not even men, sports fans, football fans go hard for their teams. A perfect example is today's rap beef. I'm digressing here, but people were going very hard for Monsters. Like, we were listening to people trying to out-bat each other. Yes, about crimes. And they were like, they were defending that. And you want to be embarrassed because you love someone who's actually trying to do good. And he's not perfect. If there's anything, Lewis is not perfect. Like, in my eyes, he might be, but he's really not perfect. Even in those, like, rose-colored glasses. Like, he does, if he doesn't know something, he learns. And he'll show you that he's going to learn it. Or you'll just see that this is someone who went out and went to educate themselves. And he listens. Like, he's not tone deaf. He doesn't think that he's better than other people. People will try to correct him. Even years into his career, his 17th year, people will tell him, dude, you need to go. I remember, I'm not trying to make this political, but sports is political, so fuck what I just said, actually. But when he sent out a neutral statement about Palestine and everyone was on his ass, they were telling, dude, you are being neutral is choosing a side. He went back and then he sat down and then he learned and then he spoke up. And to me, I will never not go hard for someone who is like that. I implement the things that he does in my life, daily life. He has an impact in my life, so I'm not going to do. But anyways, back to the George thing. With George, I genuinely feel like Toto is ruining his career. He's just happy to be there, and his career is literally out of his control now. Because after Mercedes, where do you go?
That's what I'm saying. He should look at Aston Martin. I've been saying, like, if I'm George right now, if I'm George's manager, I'm like, yay, your career is
going to
go
down. Whose seat is he going to take?
I could say, I don't know. that's the only other team.
We don't even know how long Lance's contract is. It's literally written indefinitely or something like that.
No, he's saying his father actually wants to sell the team, like sell his shares in the team. So the jig might be up. So who knows?
Or maybe the clause of selling the team is never firing my son. Now what?
I don't know. But I'm just saying George needs to make another plan because Mercedes.
Because my thing is, McLaren are happy with their lineup.
Oh, no, fully.
They Red Bull is also happy with theirs. Like, they understand that Checo being bad is actually good for Max and the team.
Mm-hmm. Ferrari obviously sealed. Done.
Ferrari sealed. Ferrari is also very happy with their lineup right now.
So who's left? Who's left?
He goes to Alpine, but excels when he's mid. So, but from going from a team like Mercedes to a team like, I don't know, midfield team. Mercedes is a midfield team right now.
No,
but it still has that aura. It still has that aura that they think they're still top. They're like fifth fastest car now. Well, today was fourth fastest. But yeah, and that's what I'm just saying. It's just very, he's done. Like, I think if anywhere he goes.
The only thing that can help him if he's staying at Mercedes, I genuinely feel like if it's Toto's like, guys, you know what? I may not be the man to actually bring you guys back to where you guys need to get to. And I need to step down and bring somebody else in. A drastic change. I know it's not happening, but and that's unfortunate for George. That's unfortunate for George.
The fact that your boss is also your manager, that manages your career, is insane.
Is he still? Is Toto still his manager?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's not managing much, to be honest. He doesn't have much to work with, so I mean
legally that doesn't make sense, because then when you're negotiating contracts and stuff like that, how does that work?
I mean, didn't he have a sleepover the day before Lewis came to tell him about Ferrari?
That was wild. And he was like, you know what killed me? He's like, I just keep seeing the names that come up on Toto's phone, and I'm like, George, why are you in such a close proximity to Toto that you can
I was telling, I think I say this a lot, actually. I say this a lot, and I don't want to give this man props, and I'd rather not, but maybe I'll go to Zac Brown instead of going to that blue team.
That other one.
Or Ferrari, actually. In other sports teams, right? In other teams on the grid, there's 10 teams, but there's only one team that the drivers vacation with. The drivers and the boss vacation together. There's only one team that feels like a family. And maybe family just doesn't work in an environment like that because it has to be ruthless. Yes, there's humanity that needs to be exercised, but then it doesn't have to be like that. Lines are blurred once you start feeling like family. So many lines that have been blurred between Toto and Thingy. And it's very interesting to see also how Lewis and Toto don't have that many interactions this year.
Oh, no, fully.
I've never heard Lewis say, like, Toto said nothing. He's never referenced him in anything that he said.
Except when he was like, when he was asked whether George would be a good team leader. And he's like, yeah, well, he's like close with Toto. So I'm sure he'll be fine. That's the last time I remember talking about Toto.
And then, yes, I don't think he's ever referenced. He doesn't call them my team. He's like, the team. You know, he doesn't say things like we are going to look. No. He says when the team is going to.
When it's I tell you that wording. There's something going on there that's so sinister, and you know, once it gets to a level when Lewis is detached, it's bad because Lewis is the most like kumbaya, let's work things out.
In 2022, we brought this up. People gaslit me so much. I even had to take a step back and said I was being delusional. In 2022, we said something is going on in that garage.
Oh, no,
the
I next, said that.
Like
well.
Lewis's garage. And everyone was just like, you're lying. You're trying to see things. Okay. 3 years later, Lewis just randomly signs a contract. And then he randomly decides that, look, no, this is not what I want anymore. It's over. And then he also looked at his interactions with George. Like, he does not interact with his team anymore. He's so detached. Like, he doesn't even add him on his photo dumps. He doesn't even acknowledge F1 anymore. Like,
he doesn't upload photo dumps anymore, period.
Yes. I'm thinking about the team dynamics. Like, he'll get there and he'll greet that, like, the mechanics. And that's about it. Like, we don't see any more interactions. Like, we don't see them taking a walk anymore. We don't see them doing, like, those driver forums. I don't think they've done them this year, where they go and then they come out together and stuff and they joke. No, I haven't seen that. You know,
did you see that video when they were in New York? Where this is when I saw
it. He was zoning out. He zoned out.
Literally.
Like,
when he was, and like Toto was all smiles and he was like trying to engage. Yes. And I'm like, Toto, I know what you are. I know what you're doing. Because just a few weeks ago, were you not the one going in the media basically slandering your own driver? Like,
it's so funny. Like, this head loss was so funny because Toto is basically in a one-sided beat because Lewis is just there like, oh no, I had fun. I'm having fun.
He's like, I'm having a good time, actually.
Yeah, that car is terrible. And Toto's like, Lewis is smiling. Dude, like, so he mustn't smile.
What do you want him to do?
We get, like, nothing is funny in your life. In his, so many things are funny. So many things are looking bright, you know. But anyways, I feel like you and I are going to go on and on and on.
I was
on
literally
on
about to say, I was like, okay, let's cut it.
It feels like we are at brunch having a conversation about Formula One. This is so insane.
But anyways, I forgot this was a podcast.
Just bear with us. Listen, I'm telling you, it's going to be nice. If you're even here, like, you're a real one. You're really a real one.
That and you're also having a good time.
Guys, that's basically it from us. Well, it's not it. There's so much more we want to say, that's all we can say. Like,
yeah.
Hopefully, we can also do this after the race, actually. But the race ends so late. Oh. I don't think it will be up to say anything.
And it's a Monday.
I mean, the only person that can be up is me because I don't be doing stuff on Monday. My Mondays are off. I don't have Mondays. I don't have hectic Mondays.
Really? I actually also can because this week I'm off of like work. But
anyways, if you guys enjoyed this and you reached to this point, I'm telling you, we're gonna have another episode on Monday, just talking about what we're gonna see because I know it's gonna be very entertaining. A lot of people don't like Miami. I'm not one of them. Miami is very entertaining. Miami has been entertaining the past few years. And like I said on the last episode, it's a very skill-driven track. Like that's where skills start showing. I
As we
mean,
saw
I don't
today.
know where, I don't know where Alonso's skill is this weekend, but we saw who the skilled drivers are, and I'm very looking forward to a very good race. I mean, we can get a P5 finish if we really want to. I mean, Lewis, if the car also, if the strategists are like, on it, I think
But
we can
you're
get a
hoping
P5,
again.
P6.
You're hoping again.
It's
Okay.
the hope that, I believe in my driver. I don't believe in our car. I believe in my driver, and I
Yeah,
believe
but
he
there's
can
so
make
much you can
miracles
do
happen.
also. If your team is
Yes.
in your up, what can you do? Or what can you do?
Fair. That's fair. But we just saw today that from the start, he jumped three cars and then he was fighting other cars.
Oh, but he was
So
fighting today. Yes, like.
if he can jump three cars, he's P8 now. If he can jump three cars from the start, that's what P5 already. And then he can fight for P4. He can stay there. He can fight for P4 even. My thing is, I believe that that's where we can finish. I'm just not sure that.
P4. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's. Wait.
We've
Someone has to have a stinker
where
between
have you been finishing these past few races? It's been
P9.
P9.
No, man, we're not finishing P9. I believe we're not finishing P9. But,
Okay.
anyways, guys, thank you for joining us.
This has
This
been
was
so much
really
fun.
fun. This is really fun. Like, really, really fun.
And I hope we can do
So
it
that's
again
it from us.
soon.
By soon, I mean tomorrow after the race. But this is
See.
me pressuring you.
We'll see. We'll
Yeah,
see.
guys,
That's
thank
if
you for
Langa
joining us.
agrees to edit this again.
You know what? I actually think Langer should just come in to tell us about Red Bull, and then he must just leave it to
It must
me.
just dip
Because
off that.
everyone has fun when Red Bull is not in the front. You see? Everyone has fun when Max is not in the front. Everyone has fun when Red Bull fans are braiding us. Like, do you guys see how happy
We've
I'm
been dying of laughter this entire episode.
joking. Oh my God.
Lango, she's not joking.
Langer, if you listen to this, actually, you are going to listen to this. I'm joking. You know I love you and you know I value you. Don't let other people come between us.
Huh.
Your only flaw is being a Red Bull fan. Everything else, you are perfect. Okay, good night, guys, or good morning, or good day, or whatever.
Bye.
Just enjoy
Bye.
it. Okay, we
Okay.
can stop.